This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. New cases of the coronavirus spark worries in the U.S. as the numbers of those infected continues to drop in China. AP's Mike Sadensky reports.
We're seeing the number of new cases within China continue to fall, for that threat to diminish there, for businesses to get back to work even at the epicenter of the crisis in and around Wuhan, China. But as that happens there, as it ebbs within China and elsewhere in Asia, we're seeing the threat grow within Europe, particularly in Italy, and in the United States, where there's been problems developing on both coasts.
Airlines are experiencing a sharp drop in bookings in light of the spreading virus, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Italian journalists covering coronavirus stories are doing so at a distance. AP's Nicole Winfield has more.
You see television journalists conducting interviews and holding microphones far away from the subjects that they're interviewing. Press conferences are held with each journalist sitting at least a meter apart from one another. So the institutions are trying their hardest to keep to these rules restricting contact.
Croatia's national carrier is suspending international lines with Italy due to the virus, and the last ferry from there operated by them docked in the southern port of Split Wednesday morning. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden has cemented his status as frontrunner in the race for the U.S. Democratic Party's presidential nomination, with wins in party preference votes in key states Tuesday. Biden won in Missouri and Mississippi and scored a decisive victory over rival Senator Bernie Sanders in the crucial Michigan vote. Michael Sullivan reports the two were locked in a tie in Washington state as votes were being counted.
Exit polls suggest that Sanders failed to draw enough young supporters to polling places. Some of Biden's supporters say Sanders lacks the broad appeal he needs to win.
His approach needs to be a little bit more diplomatic. And unfortunately, this is his choice of presentation, and I think it's not going to work.
Sanders and Biden will debate Sunday and face off again in primaries March 17th in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Senator Bernie Sanders did win the caucus in North Dakota. A Paris court sentenced two men to 7 and 11 year jail terms Wednesday for their role in a bizarre money-raising scam that involved using a mask to impersonate France's foreign minister. The Franco-Israeli pair were on trial for organized fraud and usurping a person's identity to extort more than 50 million euros from wealthy political, business, and religious figures. Palestinian youths clash with Israeli forces in a village in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces respond with rounds of tear gas launched towards the Palestinians. The Palestinian Health Ministry says a Palestinian teenager was shot dead by Israeli forces during the clashes. Turkey's president vowed Wednesday his military would launch its harshest retaliation yet if the Syrian government breaks a truce in Idlib province brokered last week. The ceasefire halted a three-month air and ground campaign by the Syrian government against the rebel-held province. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has issued a decree setting in motion the release of thousands of Taliban prisoners as the U.S. military begins a troop drawdown in the country. The steps are outlined in a deal with the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly 19-year-old war in Afghanistan. The agreement, signed in Qatar, requires all American and coalition forces to leave the country in the next 14 months. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.